This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance, and I am your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm excited to be here today, Travis, because there's so much going on, and it's been a week since I've had a chance to talk with you. I'm anxious to pick your brain about what's happening out there, but first, how have you been? How's your past week been?
Tony, it has been, to use a phrase, I feel like I have been shot through a cannon, straight from last show until this show.
Oh no.
It's always interesting. You know, I had an actual, sure enough, Monday this week. So, Didn't realize my landlord decided that, had a full day of appointments scheduled, and they just decided, hey, we're going to replace the AC system. So, you know, started off a little loud with clanging and banging in the first part of the week, but, the clients were good sports, and we now have a brand new chilling system for our Savannah office. So we're good. We're good. It's been a good week. Yeah. Markets have been participating. We've been up, as of today, 9 of the last 11 days we've been up in the market. So I think overall it's 2025 has felt like a year already, and we're only in middle of May or first of May. So
yeah, there's been a lot going on. Wow. It's always it's bittersweet when they do construction at the office building, isn't it? Because it is disruptive, but then when it's done, hey, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm with you. Cause you know, once again, I'm a fat kid in Georgia. I'm not all about the sweating thing. when I'm seeing clients, not only do I want them to be comfortable, but I want to be comfortable as well. So
yeah. Well, especially, yeah. Holy cow. It gets humid, doesn't it? And warm in the summer, and we're headed into it. Right.
I mean, Tony, your sweat will sweat down here.
I know.
You need to come. We talk about this. We've been kidding about this for years. I want you to come to Georgia between the first and the 15th of August. And spend a weekend, and you go back to Minnesota and tell me how you feel.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
you'll take quite a bit of Georgia with you, I promise.
Oh, it's a weight loss. I'll go down there and just
sweat. There you go. Be like the
it's a cleansing.
The treadmill scene on Trolls. I'm gonna lose 35 pounds in 40 minutes.
35. You can tell you have kids. You're quoting Trolls movies.
My wife actually quoted it to me the other day. She was funny. I called her and I said, hey, what are you doing? She's like, I'm in the gym. I was like, oh yeah. She said, yep. I'm going to lose 35 pounds in 40 minutes. I'm like, wow. Okay. We're quoting Trolls this morning. All right.
Quoting the kids movies. You know, you have young children.
LFG. Let's go.
All right. Well, you know, the topic is a timely one because we're talking about what are the top searches out there that retirees are looking at or concerned about? What are the top five concerns for 2025 retirement concerns? And people are worried about a few things. You wanted to go over those today, right?
Well, you know, as we've used the phrase and the term wall of worry before, and whether, you know, you've got, you know, those that are, you know, saving for retirement, they're getting in their 50s, they're getting up to retirement. you know, they have enough worries as it is, but you have, you know, are they saving enough? Is a market correction at this point going to derail their retirement projections? You know, all these things, but they're obviously valid, but once you get into retirement, the worry doesn't stop. So what I did was I said, you know what, let's use some technology and just say, what are the top five searches for retirees and for seniors and say 60 and over in 2025, right? What are their top five? And it was a pretty surprising list. It wasn't astonishing to the point that we didn't anticipate it, but it just goes to show you that if you think about it, we are emotional creatures. And if the market's going well, you know, obviously those searches are decreased. The worry is not there, but it's like, since volatility has picked up, a lot of the same things keep coming up. And one of the top things, and we'll go through a list, we've got five. One of the things that is really coming up and was the number one for seniors in 2025 was healthcare.
I believe it.
Rising healthcare costs. And we're going to go through one through five instead of backwards. So number one, rising healthcare costs. And I get it, because, you know, a lot of concerns about, you know, the DOGE thing with cuts to Medicare and Medicaid, and, you know, what's going to happen with, you know, drug costs and long-term care, which I'll be quite honest, I think long-term care is more of a concern, or should be more of a concern than it is, because think about longevity. Right now, There is a 1 in 3 chance that if you have a couple that ages into, just say, 65 years old together, they're in good health. There's a 1 in 3 chance one of them is going to hit age 90. You know, there's a 20% chance, or approximately plus or minus 20%, that one of them is going to hit 95. Longevity for some people, I spoke with a young lady the other day. She said that her aunt lived into her late 90s and her mother was 100. So yeah.
My grandfather lived to 101, and my aunts and uncles on his side of the family, all over 100.
Absolutely. And I think that's the real tail risk is we have come so far, and think about where we will go in the next 20, 30 years.
Sure.
Because, you know, I've shared this with you over and over, and with my clients, they've heard the story. I talk about, you know, one of my personal stories is my grandmother, and she was never supposed to live to see 50. She had rheumatic fever, and when she was 14, childhood depression, and was bedridden for a year. They said, you'll never live to see 50. But with modern technology, modern medicine advances over the decades. Mm-hmm. I mean, she had 8 surgeries that extended her life to a week shy of her 85th birthday.
Wow.
So we don't know, right?
Yeah,
and that's where I think a lot of the concern, and I get it. And it's certainly something that we recommend at least investigating, because, you know, when you put together your plan, it's not just for providing income while you're healthy and while you're able to go out and do the things that you want to do. You've also got to provide some kind of financial assistance to whomever may be there to take care of you. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, at some point, you know, I hope no one ever needs that type of care. I hope we all, you know, die in our spouse's arms. Right. I mean, we want to do the Notebook ending. We don't want to have the long term care event. But at the end of the day, is that likely? A lot of times it's not. And a lot of times there is going to be, you know, a spouse that passes early, and then the remaining spouse is going to need care. And we want to make sure that burden's not passed to our kids and grandkids. So, because also at the end of the day too, Medicaid, I understand a lot of people, you know, they try to use trust and they try to use these things to help curtail some of the costs, but you're also then essentially pigeonholing yourself into what would be equivalent to Medicaid care. So we could have a whole nother
poverty. You have to have no money to qualify for Medicaid. And then if you ever inherit money, they will go after that to help pay for it.
Yeah. I don't think anyone aspires to that. So
you should not do that. But really quick, Travis, I just this past weekend spent some time with a retired couple in their 70s. Mm-hmm. And they were telling me how their biggest problem is the cost of health care. They thought Medicare would cover more. Mm-hmm. And they said prescription drugs are killing us because they're on some pretty serious
drugs.
And they said, you know, this is costing us a lot. And I said, then I brought up long-term care. And they're like, oh, because my mom has been in long-term care 2.5 years, mm-hmm. and it's $11,000 a month. And they're like, well, what?
Yeah, that's she must be in like this ritzy facility. Goes, and it's
that's
like,
crazy. Oh. And I go, no, this is a state affiliated facility that accepts Medicaid.
Right.
The place that doesn't is at about $13 a month up here, the private nice place. And they just couldn't believe it. So they didn't know, you know, they thought prescription drugs are their biggest worry because they have health issues.
Right.
And so I said, long-term care, you got to have a plan for that, you know? And that's that. I just wanted to tell that story because people don't real. That's like you said, people don't realize long-term care. They're focused on their prescription drug costs or the things they're seeing every day, right. But they don't realize this huge monster that's waiting around the corner that they need to have a plan for.
Well, and Tony, you bring up a good point. I mean, we get so focused sometimes on what's right in front of us that maybe we underestimate the peril coming over the hill. And that's, you know, not to scare anyone, but it's the truth. It's why we talk about what we talk about. And it's also why, you know, I repeatedly bring up on the show and in our classes and with our clients is the reason we plan. It's not because, you know, it's not because we can plan for absolutely every single scenario, although we try. The point to planning is you need to make sure that for things like this, if you have a shortfall and if your portfolio or if your plan can't support it, then you have to look for outside ways to do that. But if you can, then that's okay too. But that's where, you know, becoming efficient, taxes, tax efficiency, investments, that's what brings that alpha to your portfolio so that you can actually help pay for some of those concerns later on.
Yeah.
So that was number one. We want to get to all of them. I know we're a little bit into the show. So let's move on to the next one. So healthcare costs were number one. Number two and number four are actually tied together. So I'm gonna skip around a little bit. Number two and number four. Number two is inflation and cost of living, and number four is market volatility and economic uncertainty. And I think that kind of goes hand in hand because they both kind of tie into with what's going on with tariffs and potentially higher cost. And what is that going to mean with inflation? Is it all of a sudden going to rear its ugly head? And then, of course, that's going to lead potentially to market volatility and economic uncertainty. So, you know, let's talk about inflation for a second, Tony. I don't think any of us have forgotten 2022, right? We had 8, 10, 12% inflation in some things, even more in some areas. But, you know, we had the highest inflation we had had since the late 70s, early 80s. And unfortunately, what that ripple effect does, and this is why people get concerned, and I get it, it's because it's the long-term impact, because once those prices go up in value or in cost, very seldom, unless we see a really deep recession, do they ever come down. You know, that's just the new normal. And that's what I think is frightening, you know, some retirees and some seniors from the study is they're worried, you know, hey, I plan for X. Now I may need X plus Y or even X squared, right? Because they're worried about their cost going up faster than their portfolio, which kind of ties into market uncertainty, right? Because you start seeing you had last year where your portfolio basically, even as people were taking distributions, most likely it continued to appreciate as they're taking distributions. And now we're kind of seeing the market chop around, which it's getting back close to flat. It's down less than 5 for the S&P, I think, at this point. So, you know, we see that flatten out. Now we're 5 months in and they're going, oh, my goodness. My account's down. Well, no, it's not down. It's because you've been spending in a flat market, right? And I think that also breeds some worry because we're worried, you know, is the market going to be able to produce enough because their goods and services still have to be purchased but maybe their portfolio is not going up. So that just, that's kind of a double whammy for the wall of worry.
You're right. Inflation has in the past been the silent killer, but now it's kind of right out front. People are well aware and it's not sneaking up on us. It just,
well, you know, it's if you think about it, and you, we've heard this in the past, the wealth effect, right? Yep. Because when people feel good, they go out, they spend, they purchase, they feel confident in their you know, real estate purchases or sure. their vehicle purchase, whatever the case may
be. Consumer confidence.
And I've actually spoken to real estate friends of mine that have said that there is a growing, maybe not completely saturated right now, but there's a growing concern throughout the market and that people are actually walking away from real estate purchases. They're stopping in midstream and saying, hey, we need to back up. We can't move forward. You know, my portfolio is down 20, 25%. Mm-hmm. The only thing I would say to that is, you know, folks, think about this. If you really put it in perspective, the market's going to go up, market's going to go down. If you were basing your real estate purchase off of whether your portfolio
is up or down.
In your 401k or your IRA, especially most of the time in that scenario, people are probably still working. If you're basing your retirement, if your real estate is based to your retirement correlation, right? How you feel about your 401k versus whether you buy a house, maybe you shouldn't buy that house.
Right.
I mean, I hate to pull a Dave Ramsey here, but maybe yeah. you shouldn't buy that house. Maybe right. you're getting a little bit, maybe it's the hot hand theory. You think, you know, because your portfolio has been on a tear, your real estate's going to do it too. So maybe you shouldn't do that. And I think that's where a lot of people are, like I said, they're having issues with the correlation, economic uncertainty. You know, is Trump going to actually be able to cut a deal with some of these countries? I think that's on the tip of everybody's tongue right now. Is anytime I talk to a client, that's one of the first things we talk about is tariff concerns, right? Is this going to be something long lasting? Is it going to be something over in 90 days? The problem, I think, is sticking everyone is this is completely essentially man-made. It can be man unmade in a moment. So, you know, you don't want to reposition too or have too drastic of a repositioning, because what happens if all of a sudden Trump says, you know what, he snaps his fingers and he says, yeah, I think I changed my mind. We're not going to do this. Well, yeah. All of a sudden the market's, you know, off and running. So,
yeah,
I think the back and forth is really the seesaw effect is really kind of starting to get to some client or get to some retirees.
And the whiplash. And,
yeah, the whiplash.
Yeah.
Although I am pretty proud of one thing. Someone asked me the other day, they said, how many calls have you gotten since all this came about, like nervous calls? And we service by, I think my last estimate, I think we're between 300 and 350, and I'd have to ask my assistant to give me that number exactly. Households, not individual clients, but households. So I think we're over 600 individual accounts. So a pretty good sampling size. And out of all of those, we only had 2 phone calls.
Wow.
So I think we do a pretty good job of trying to address these concerns. And that's why I think, you know, you're seeing this search engine come up, because I can't tell you how many times I've talked to people in the last month or two. And I ask them, I'm like, when's the last time you heard from your advisor instead of you calling them? Right. And they're like, right. I had one lady said 6 years. I was 6 years. Oh my God. Yeah. I don't think that you can qualify that person as an advisor anymore.
So, no, that's crazy.
So just know that we understand. I understand where you're coming from. Inflation, cost of living, market volatility. I get it. Number three, right? Well, all right. So number three, we had 5. We've already talked about healthcare, inflation, market volatility. Number three was actually wedged right in the middle of inflation and markets, and it was outliving retirement savings, which I think all three kind of correlate and go hand in hand. Why? If you've saved, like I said, for X, let's say that you projected your spending needs and it was $1 million, but let's say, for instance, you now realize that you underestimated inflation by 10 or 20%. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that number needed to be $1.2 million or $1.3 million. So you're worried about outliving your savings because markets are going up and down. You're seeing your spending go up faster than you anticipated, which now it's like, oh my goodness, am I going to have enough money to last as long as I do? And that is something that we talk about excessively on this show. Simply,
that's because, typically the number one fear is running out of money in retirement, or am I going to have enough money? That's been that way for a while, right?
You need to know what's going to happen in the event we go through absolutely turbulent times. And actually, Tony, the way the person said it, I didn't really didn't know how to take it at first because it was their tone and texture. But after I thought about it and after they explained it, it was actually a compliment. I had a guy the other day, prospective client, he was in the office, and he said, tell me about your process. And I said, what do you mean? He said, when you test, tell me why you test for the way you test. And I said, okay, I can sum it up like this. And I pulled up, we have a Monte Carlo simulation that's attached to our software. And I said, the scenario that I'm testing for you would be considered almost the absolute most pessimistic scenario available. Why? It's because if you can make it successfully through the most pessimistic scenario that we have on record and still have money at the end of life and have money as long as you have breath, that means the chances are you're going to have a successful retirement because it's probably not going to be that bad. But what if it is? I would rather be prepared for the absolute worst than plan for the absolute best. And then you only have one way to go, and that's down. And that's, to me, that's just not going to, that's not going to give a whole lot of certainty for a retiree. So, and he said, well, you know what? That actually speaks a lot about your character. He said, because a lot of advisors, they're trying to basically fluff up their numbers and say, oh, look at me. If you do it this way, you know, we can have this X amount of money at the end of retirement. Yeah. That's if everything goes right. If every single thing goes right, we can have X.
And when's the last time that
happened? When is the last time that happened?
It never.
It never happens, right? So we don't want to do that. And then certainly last but not least, and I think this also goes back to some of the messaging and some of the things coming out of the current administration, is there's a lot of people worried about Social Security and Medicare, right? Because, you know, we're closing facilities. We're
government cuts.
Trying to trim fat, or at least that's what's being said. So, and I get it. And actually, one of my prospective clients I met with yesterday, she actually said it best. She was like, you know, how many seniors can actually work? I mean, for seniors that can, don't get offended by what I'm about to say, but how many seniors can actually use this? And I'm holding my iPhone, right? Because sometimes apps get complicated. Sometimes technology can get overwhelming and get complicated. So while I do get that adding technology can certainly improve efficiency, possibly reduce cost, there is something to be said for there needs to be some face-to-face availability and some in-person to be able to walk someone through this.
Agreed.
Because not everyone, you know, you may have someone like, I'll give you a great example. I have some clients that are in their 70s and 80s and literally can run technology like it's their second job. I mean, they are on it. You say, hey, I got an app, I got this. They're like, what is it? I'll download it. They start using it. I mean, like it's crazy. But then I have some that are just getting into that retirement phase, and you mention app and they're like, I don't know what you just said. Not all people are technologically savvy when it comes to that. So you have to be careful. And I think that's what's scaring people, is it's going to force them out of their comfort zone, which may not be a bad thing in some cases, but I think it's the way it's being messaged, which is what is causing Social Security and Medicare uncertainty. Because here again, at the end of the day, I don't think anybody can really with a straight face say that we've done the best job with either one of these, right?
First
things first, you know, Medicare and Social Security. Medicare's actually been in trouble for quite a while financially, and Social Security, we started having issues in the early 80s.
Yep.
So it's not like these things are just new to the game, but
no.
you know, there are things that are coming, hopefully, you know, like, for instance, it's being kicked around. It's not actually in a bill yet. But, you know, the fact that Social Security just takes its trust fund and buys treasuries and doesn't actually run like, for instance, like a pension fund or like an endowment fund.
Right.
That to me is a little bit ridiculous. If we're talking about updating people's accessibility, why not update how we are actually using their funds to produce revenue so we can make sure we're making these people whole and being able to pay out benefits. So I think there's certainly room for improvement, but in today's world with all the cuts and all the things that are going on, I completely get all these, but that's the problem. I think a lot of retirees and seniors have is they're going to Google and they're using these search engines. And unfortunately, the problem I think we're all going to face is how are you able to solve your problem with a search engine that's only quality in, quality out, right? If you're not asking the right questions, how do you know you're getting the right answers? That's what a financial advisor is.
And the sources that come up aren't always trustworthy.
Right. So you have to be able to look at both sides of the equation and figure out how best to solve it for you and for your spouse. So, Tony, that's the top five. But here's the key. We talked about it earlier. In all this uncertainty, you know, we don't get a lot of those phone calls. And the reason being is because we go ahead and address these issues with our clients, so they're not having to worry about it. We don't do it to have them worry. We do it to empower them to go out and know that they've addressed these concerns. Now, it may not be a comfortable conversation at first, but you got to have it. And that's why I think a good advisor is more than just the investments on the page. It's how they help you behaviorally be able to process this information and be able to use it to your advantage. So, folks, if that's you, you're sitting out there, you're wondering, what are we going to do next? That's why you need to give us a call and get some information. You can actually see both sides of the equation. 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839.
All right, Travis, great show today, talking about five top retirement concerns this year and addressing those. If our listeners have questions, they should give you a call, sit down and get a plan in place. That way you'll be able to sleep well at night. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.